Hi, this is a dictation for patient Santana Davis, S-A-N-T-A-N-A, sorry, S-A-N-T-A-Z-A, Santaza Davis, T-A-V-I-S. The date of birth is 7-16-2004, date of accident 7-12-2022, and date of accident is 7-22-2022. Date of service is 9-12-2022. History is as follows. The patient was rear-ended as a restaurant driver. The car flipped on its roof and then head back on I-96 with a high speed when she was hit by a sports car. The patient has injured her head a little bit with headaches and dizziness, but major issue was a fracture of right femur, and she was seen at the Sinai Grace Hospital where intramedullary nail was placed on 7-22-2022. She remained inpatient for several days and now she is discharged. At this time, patient reports that she is able to walk well, and she can do a flight of stairs, and she can sit on the floor. Her pains are improving. She can walk up to a block without any cane, and she can sit and stand okay. And she's requesting a pain gel and a lidocaine patch. There is some pain in the right hip and the right knee. However, it is improving. Overall, the pain level is reported to be between 6 and 8. The ADLs are affected to the level of 6 in the area of general activity, mood, and work. And 50% improvement in the pain level has been reported. In the system review, patient reports in CNS, and the neurology and psych, there is a presence of headaches with difficulty sleeping, loss of balance, depression, and loss of memory. The patient, however, denies any major dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double visions, fainting, blackout, or any weakness and seizures. And there is no history of lack of focus, lack of concentration, and no confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient reports pain in the right knee and slight difficulty walking, although she is able to walk without a cane. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a shortness of breath, but there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing. In last 30 days, patient reports a 50% improvement in the pain level and ADLs improvement. Regarding medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, last 30 days, no changes, no change in weight loss or any other trauma. Current pain medication was Narco until now, 5 milligrams. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 122/84 and pulse is 65, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical exam will be the same from previous visit of 8/31/2022. Dictation number is 0901-058. Please mention that there is a scar on the right hip, 3 inches long, and into the right knee area of around 2 inches for the placement of the intramedullary nail. The scars are all healing well, and there is no infection or any bleeding or any other issues. The examination of the knee reveals mild tenderness, but nothing major. All the physical findings are normal. Patient provided with naproxen 375 twice a day for 30 days with one refill and lidocaine patch 5% daily for 12-hour PRN for pain relief topically, and Tylenol with codeine number 3 every once a day, PR and 20 tablets are provided. Patient will continue following up with the orthopedic surgery group at Sinai Grace, and otherwise she is quite stable. At this time, there is no major other issues like spine pain or any TBI issues or pelvic pain. She is stable. She can continue her physical therapy, which was ordered on the last visit, at 3 times per week, focusing on the knee and the right femur fracture. Children is disabled for work and housework and transportation help. End of dictation. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days.